Well, the first thing I tried to do was to try and make this into some kind of a radio show so it would have a bit of humour to it. So I tried to wake up Stella just before I was leaving, but as you can hear, even asleep, she's got enough microphone technique to know not to say a word.
Thank you. I'm off. Bye. Bye.
As soon as I turned the microphone off, though, of course, she was perfectly willing to talk. I told her to get lost. Anyway, so flight here was 14 hours of absolute hell. All both flights, the one from Manchester to Chicago, which was around about 9 hours, and then the flight from Chicago to Austin, Texas, which was around about 3 hours. Both flights, I was sandwiched between people in tiny little coach class seats, so I didn't get any sleep, apart from one point where I did nod off and then jerked myself awake so violently that I almost knocked a cup of coffee out of the woman sitting next to me's hand. Anyway, that was awful. And another thing, you know, don't buy any liquids of any kind, even from duty-free shops if you're coming to America, because I bought this perfume in Manchester. They put it in a sealed bag with receipts on the inside, so you could tell I'd bought it at the duty-free shop. Then when I got to Chicago, I had to go and check into the flights all over again, because you have to do that now. And when I got to check-in, you have to take your shoes off, you have to take your laptop out of the bag, put it in a separate thing, you have to put the perfume in its own place. And they're like, no, this plastic bag's not the right kind of plastic bag. It has to go in a Ziploc bag, which is tiny, and nobody has any Ziploc bags. So, I mean, I don't know what are the amazing explosive protection powers of Ziploc bags, but finally I got a Ziploc bag from someone on a check-in desk with only about 15 minutes to go before my flight. I mean, and it just didn't quite fit in. So in order to get the Ziploc to close, the woman who was behind the check-in desk had to break the bag so the perfume was sticking out of the bag, you know. So I took it along, and then, bizarrely, at security, this was fine. They were absolutely willing to accept a broken Ziploc bag over the completely sealed plastic bag from Manchester. So absolutely, absolute lunacy. Then we finally got here, shattered. I think I left at around about 6 o'clock in the morning with my taxi, and I arrived in UK time at around about 20 to 11 at night. It's pouring with rain, absolutely horrible weather. It's been pouring with rain apparently for over 48 hours. If we're lucky, it's going to clear up this afternoon, and it should be quite good. But I met up with some of the guys who are here from Liverpool, some of the bands, a guy called Eugene McGuinness, who I'll probably play a track from at the end. And we all had quite a good time going out, just getting ready. We met up with the Manchester bunch of people who are all over here, a guy called Phil Ellis and his team, and a lot of guys who are agents and managers. So I think it'll be quite an interesting conference and event. I'm looking forward to it. We went out for a meal last night and at a Mexican place, and we asked the waiting staff, after we'd had a couple of drinks, we asked them what Liverpool bands they knew. Zootons? Nope, never heard of them. Coral? Never heard of them. Frankie Goes to Hollywood? Nope, never heard of them. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark? That's a weird name, but we never heard of them. Dead 60s? Never heard of them. Atomic Kitten? Never heard of them. Elvis? Well, they'd heard of Elvis, but I don't think we can really claim him. And Beatles? They'd heard of the Beatles. But they were like, yeah, everybody's heard of the Beatles. So it looks like there's a lot of awareness to be done in terms of raising Liverpool as a music-producing venue in America. Hopefully the gig on Saturday afternoon might help with that.
My name's Phil Cooper. I'm a director of Creative Cultures based in Liverpool, and we're a specialist online marketing company.
Right. So what does that mean when you do online marketing?
We basically use community social networks, etc., to push traffic for brands, you know, dissecting demographics, finding out the best people we need to get to, going out to find out where they hang out, and then pushing them to the client's website.
All right, and what are some of the brands that you actually helped?
MTV, Sony Entertainment, Universal Records, Warner, EMI,
Right, so it's a pretty impressive list.
Yeah.
And when you say you go out and try and promote these, is this through web-based chat rooms or...?
Yeah, we use things like MySpace, Bebo. We're currently researching all the other social networks. We're heavily looking into MySpace. We're actually conducting some research with ICDC about MySpace. Okay. We use community forums. So if we're, for instance, one of our clients is Ministry of Sound, so we would target dance-based community forums.
Right, okay. And do you find that when you go in, I mean, I've heard about this stuff, and the whole thing is it's kind of viral. You go in and plant a seed, and then other people start to promote it for you?
Yeah, I mean, what we do is we go into the forums, we'll start a topic of conversation, which will usually have some sort of graphic image portray, you know, telling people there's a new release, say, for Ministry of Sound, and that will spark up debate, good or bad, and that just sort of keeps the message sort of live. And what we have found is on some of our campaigns, people have actually taken our image and posted it elsewhere, and we can fully track that, so we know where that's happening. Yeah.
And then last night, one of the interesting things was we were out at this restaurant and we were asking the waiting staff what their awareness was of Liverpool bands. And
yes.
It was almost zero, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the Beatles, obviously.
Yeah, but I don't think there was one other band that...
No, people could, aware no.
Of, which is really interesting.
But saying that, we were out in New York on Monday night, and Dave Pitcherling, he's with us, had a Motown badge on, and this, we spoke to an American girl, she didn't know who Motown was.
Okay. So, well, that's pretty...
Yeah, so I...
Telling.
Yeah, I think now... You know, music is so fast moving, and there are so many bands, and I don't think bands ever will achieve the success of the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and stuff. I mean, obviously, yeah, the Arctic Monkeys did really well, and you know, but for a different reason. There was, you know, they used social networks to get where they were, and that was, you know, how they, but I, you know,
and I suppose being the first one to actually do it, that, course, that draws a lot of attention.
And I just wonder, you know, how many bands will ever reach that sort of status like you two have perhaps done and things like that.
Well, I wonder if the music business isn't really like that.
I don't think it is anymore, no. Yeah. I think it's more gone back to DIY. People can market themselves, you know, through software and companies like us, you can go out and market yourself. You know, tours were always there to recover costs from the money they lost pressing. Well, you don't press now. You can digitally distribute. So you can make your money from tours. So, yeah, I think you'll see more bands on the road, you know, and live music becoming great again, but I just don't think you'll see the monolithic empires that bands have built in the past.
Okay, and then I know it's just the beginning of the week, so we don't know what we're going to do this week. But what do you think Creative Cultures want to get out of being here at South by Southwest?
We're meeting up with some of the international brand managers that we've been working with anyway, that we've been working on with people like Sky from More Cheap and stuff like that, and working with her brand managers in the States. So we're meeting those guys, and hopefully they will see what we can do. They know what we can do, but then having met us, they'll understand where we're coming from and, you know, obviously more business. Me and Chris are involved in a publishing company called Centric Music, so we've bought showreels out here for that. And we're basically looking to sort of complete, it's not a new business model, business model exists where we take artists and we sort of feed them through the production line, as it were, marketing them along the way, and bringing in qualifiable stats because we know how many downloads they've done, and you know, and building up this fan base and that, popping them out at the end and handing them over to maybe a major or to a bigger label. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to cement the few little partnerships we haven't got make that complete, you know.
I don't know, you guys are going to, on the Liverpool show on Saturday, are going to do some...
Yeah, we've got three Bluetooth devices out here, and we're going to be carrying two out with us all week. One will be just randomly sending out invites to the event, just letting people know, so it'll be like a digital flyer. The other one will be branded with Creative Culture stuff, which you'll see the flyers around. There's like a gorilla and a guy in a gas mask. It's just sort of explain about guerrilla marketing and viral marketing. And then on the event day, we have a third box, which will just be pumping out content from the acts. So it'll be like sections of their tracks, and with a bit of text to go with it, so you know, people will get something to take away from the gig. Okay. You know, and hopefully if they like it, they'll keep it and pass it to their friends.
Magic. Okay, well, maybe we'll chat at the end of the week.
Yeah, see how it goes.
Thanks, man. Cheers, Phil.
Brilliant. Cheers.
Right, so I'm going to go up to the convention centre and register, pick up all my stuff, and we'll finish with a track by Eugene McGuinness. This is called Monsters Under the Bed. Thank you.
There are so many hours in the day. I know I've got work to do, but hey, my will to move or even use my brain is weathered by the English rain. And when the talk show ends, I scream right at the screen for more pregnant teens. I can't fall asleep, it's almost three, so I water the flowers out on the street. I spent 5 hours on the net last night, avoiding the monsters under my bed with square eyes. Fan fucking tabulous it is to be so scared of the dark like this. I know I've got work to do, it's a bitch. I'm staggering round, I can't find the switch. I spent 5 hours on the net last night, avoiding the monsters under my bed with square eyes. And now I dare not stick my feet up the end in case they bite and sing the monster song. Da 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 da. This problem in some way. Some Barbie doll talks of carb intake. I turn it off and for now I'm okay.